Take My Life and Let It Be. Words by Francis R. Havergal. Music by H. A. Caesar Millan. It was in February. The year was 1874. Miss Frances Havergal was a guest in the home where there were 10 persons. Some of them were not converted, and those who were converted did not seem to be very happy in their faith. A great longing came over Miss Havergal that all 10 of them might, before she left, come to know her Savior as joyfully and as assuredly as she had come to know him herself. She began to diligently pray to that end, and God answered her prayers. When the last evening of her stay arrived, all 10 had either come to Christ for salvation or had entered into the joy of their salvation. That night she was too happy to sleep and spent it in writing this hymn, ending in the triumphant declaration, "Ever, only, all for thee." Miss Havergal was a Hebrew and Greek scholar and was skilled in the use of several modern languages. She was the author of many helpful books.